This is a HeadGum Original.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Riley feeling just chime. That's cheese and wine for you fine dimes. Kick back, relax while we unwind. Rate Google reviews or send trip ad. Pfizer, they gon' make you wiser. If not, go find her and buy some wipers. Don't mind the hyper. Caffeine filled ciphers. Go clean your diapers, cause you shit yourself.
Yeah, now Riley's verse.
Why did that go so hard? And also, why does the Bardwell and Spot combination sound like a diagnosis?
I'm so sorry. He has Bardwell and Spot.
We've never seen a case like this before.
It's he has
start making your plans, calling family. It's not looking good.
He walks out. Yeah, I guess they said I have Bardwell and Spa. Did you know that?
That was from that. Also, I really okay. So sorry. That was from Zeeshan.
Yeah, let's give Zeeshan a moment.
Says, upon request, cooked up a beat and rhymed some words on it. Vocals were recorded on my phone, so apologies for the harsh audio quality. Hope y'all enjoy. If not, no worries. Just send it back. You have my email. Have
kidding?
A good one, you beautiful bitches. Zeeshan. That was awesome. It was so good. And also, it did not sound like you just recorded on your phone.
No,
it was great.
Not at all.
Well, especially one of the main things I loved about it is we haven't given enough airtime to talking about you putting bananas, what the fuck, in the microwave? How do you eat it? He does say a banana
abomination.
We
can talk about that. But first, I want to roast Tyler just by proxy. I just want to say, because we were talking about the vocals like sounding good. I was going to say, Tyler would kill for those vocals while he records his songs on a Xbox 360. Fuck.
360, nothing sicker than that burn.
Fuck, 360 headset, like a Turtle Beach headset, maybe from 2005.
No, you lost it. You're already gone.
Hey, Daniel, cut that out. Make me look.
No, leave it in. You have to leave it in.
Hey, Daniel, do what you normally do and cut all my flubs out. That was awesome.
Alf,
and I
that was awesome.
And I don't know what to say other than thank you so much to everybody who's been sending in those original theme songs. Keep them coming.
These are so much fun.
It's, you know, not that
and
I
we
don't
also need them.
Yeah, not that
but
I don't
also
keep
them because they're
come
so
across
fun.
As desperate because desperation does not beget success.
It doesn't look good on you, darling.
Oh,
it's not becoming,
darling. I am. How are you doing?
I have not had any coffee today.
Okay.
It's 5:45 p.m.
How does that make you feel?
Bad. Bad. Caffeine is a drug and I'm going through withdrawal.
Is that
as
related?
As we all know from last week, I have had some tummy issues as of late. And so I'm on a very bland diet right now. We're talking plain chicken. We're talking soup. We're talking bone broth. We're talking water.
Doesn't seem to be working though, does it?
I just started today. So ease up on that shit, right?
Well, no, but I'm just saying... You know, it's nighttime, it's the evening, you think it would have worked by now.
Not how it works. I told Daniel last night, I'm like, I'm going to give up coffee for a little bit because I want to help my tummy. And he said, thanks for the warning. And he's right. I'm going through caffeine withdrawals And it doesn't feel good, I'll tell you that. I have felt sleepy all day long.
No.
All day long. All so sleepy.
No, you're so supposed to be the sleepy. You're supposed to be the like energetic,
caffeinated one.
Yeah.
The reliant on caffeine one.
You're the Rue, so and I'm the Eeyore, you know what I mean? You're the Rue, and I'm the Michelle Visage.
You've always said that. I will say, I feel like such a
idiot.
Ugly
idiot.
I will say,
took the words
like
right out of your mouth,
ugly
right?
Idiot.
We're all thinking it.
I'm cleaning myself out. We're cleaning house, mama. I did just house like
you mean
fistfuls
like,
of Lay's chips.
You
but,
mean like internally you're cleaning yourself out? That's revolting. They don't want to hear about
you're
that.
Revolting.
They don't want to hear
stop
about
it.
That.
I just had Lay's. Lay's are gluten free.
He's going to diarrhea himself.
He's gonna shit himself.
He's gonna shit himself.
How are you, bitch?
I'm
really
good.
Quick, and Daniel, you can bleep the word that I will say. You'll know which one. Right before we started
she goes
recording,
again. Call
goes,
me it again.
Alf goes, do you think Timothée Chalamet would still be famous if his name was cunt?
I stand by it. It's a valid hypothetical. If that was his name, if he was, you know, eponymous, is that the right word? Like, had mononymous? Monogamous. If he had one name.
If he was monogamous.
Mononymous, like Beyonce or Cher.
Mona, boo, boo, doo, doo.
Monogamous.
Mona.
Monogamous.
You're telling someone that you don't open the relationship? I'm monogamous. Do, 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 do. Anyway, sorry, what's new with you? I interrupted by talking about how you said cunt.
I stand by that. I think if that was his name, he wouldn't be as famous, or he'd have changed his name. I think it'd be really hard to have a career with a name like that. Hot take. But I'm good. I shit so regular, you can fucking set your watch to it. I mean,
you said that same joke last week.
Did I really?
Yes.
Oh, I'm passing.
Away.
I'm passing. That's from the Beowulf musical. Beowulf, A Thousand Years of Baggage. Come on, my real heads know. Anyway, I'm doing okay.
My real heads know?
I don't know, darling. I'm so tired.
My real heads know.
Come on. I don't make fun of every little thing. Oh, wait. No, I feel good. I think, what if this episode was different? Like, starting now.
That's the intention.
What if starting
it
now
time,
it's different?
This is the most different episode.
This
yet.
One's going to be different. You thought you were listening to Review?
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry to report. You're not.
This is different Review.
This is
review.
Different Review. From like a different dimension even.
Yeah. Okay. I love that. Speaking of something a little different.
Okay. I'm sitting in a different chair than normal.
That's crazy.
I had
crazy.
To get that out of this fucking way. And I might stand up halfway through.
Please don't. Bad for audio.
No, but I'm at my standing desk. I can do it.
We are talking about something different. We're talking about something off the beaten path. We're talking about something that's so
beaten
different.
Beaten off the
that,
path, more like. The way
that,
you're going
that
on
why
and on
even
and on
have
it.
Them? We're talking about zucchini noodles, a.k.a. zoodles.
Zoodles. You like them? You love them?
No.
Okay.
No. I tried them when I was in the throes of my eating disorder.
Nice, nice.
I was on that zoodle game.
Nice,
I've only
nice.
Had it like 3 or 4 times. It's just zucchini. It's just,
it's
there's
not...
no part of it that's like, oh, what a great substitute. It's just you're having zucchini and sauce.
Right. And it's.
And that's fine. It doesn't taste good.
I have never had a preparation of zucchini noodles where I thought, this was good. I would want this again.
So watery.
This
so
is the
mushy.
Wettest meal I've ever had.
Yes.
It's a
God. I wish I'd paused it right now.
It's a soup I didn't ask for. Mm-hmm. I just don't think they're good. I think they're sad. I think it falls squarely into the category of like, you know, when. You probably don't because you've never been a vegan. Okay, where are my vegan girlies at?
Where are my real heads
Where are
now?
My real vegan heads at?
Where are my heads at?
They're all here and they're listening very, very patiently to what I'm about to say. I when you're a vegan, when you're a vegan, I feel like the Jets.
If I wasn't drinking water at that moment.
Beat you to it. But no, when you're a vegan, occasionally, it's not so much a thing anymore because the meats have come so far. But there was a time when if you were at a barbecue.
The meats have come so far.
When you were at a barbecue, when you were at a cookout.
God.
And they were like.
Really just look back on
it. You think I'm fucking joking?
The meats have.
They really have. When
no, they have.
10 years ago, you're at a barbecue. You're like, yeah, I'm vegan. They say, okay, here's what we're gonna give you. I shit you not. I was served on multiple occasions, a hot dog bun with a roasted carrot in it.
That's disgusting.
I mean, and the more common version of that is hamburger bun with a massive fucking mushroom in it. And it's like,
oh,
this isn't.
I love that.
Just
because
it's the right shape doesn't mean that it counts as a substance.
Here's the thing.
I think I swallowed my own tongue. That was really weird.
I love a mushroom burger because you can marinate that shit in like tamari and rosemary and olive oil, and it's all yummy, yummy, yummy. I will say, it's like, I understand. You want a healthy alternative to pasta. But at a certain point, you got your chickpea pasta.
Right.
You got your gluten-free pasta. You got all these different other variations that give you a base for something.
The cauliflower pasta. There's endless. But at the very least, they're actually starches.
Yes. And that's the thing with, you need, like, starch is good. You need to have something that at that base.
Right.
I'm
pasta
talking
is
ass.
Not.
I'm not a dietitian.
No, but pasta's not unhealthy. I mean, that's the fundamental sin of the zoodle is that it's replacing something which is just fine. It's pasta, and it's
because
most
I remember
basic.
Having
it's
like a thick ass bowl of zoodles and sauce and thinking, "My God, I'm fucking starving."
Right.
I remember
because
having
you're just
zoodles
having
and thinking,
water
"I'm
for dinner.
So hungry." Exactly.
You're basically
exactly.
having, you know, not boba, but you know those like bursting bubbles.
Yes.
Like
yes.
plain those. Like just
plain
water
those. Because you have the skin around it that right. makes you think, well, I'm eating something of substance. It's just water. Yeah. I haven't had zoodles in a while. Listen, I love zucchini. I'm going to make zucchini for dinner. I'm going to have some squash for dinner.
Zucchini bread? Zucchini
I
in
love
a little
ratatouille? Bread. Zucchini bread is fucking delicious. There was a restaurant that has since closed, but it was a restaurant like that I would go to as a kid all the time.
Uh-huh.
And they had homemade zucchini bread every day.
Oh!
Oh, a little pat of butter on there. Oh! Ooh. Oh, that shit's delicious. I haven't had zucchini bread in years.
It's fire. When I lived in a different apartment.
Why is it so good?
I think it's the wet. I think it goes back to what makes zucchini noodles so bad. It's like it gives it such
it's
a moist.
Wet.
But no, it is.
Yeah,
it gives
no,
it
I know.
Such a wet flavor. No, that it's the bread is so moist and it's such a kind of deep richness and earthiness. I mean, zucchini bread, banana bread, pumpkin bread,
mm-hmm.
all of these
all
breads
wet.
Are wet as hell. And they're
yeah.
fucking good as
they're
hell.
Delicious. Sorry, you were saying you were in
when
college,
I lived in a different
what?
No, not in college.
Oh,
different apartment in Chicago.
Oh.
I had this wonderful couple.
Did you know that?
I lived in Chicago. Did you know that? I had this wonderful couple that lived next to me in the building next to me. Single family home was the building next to my apartment building. They'd lived there for 50 years. He'd grown up in the building in that house, and he still lived there. It was really beautiful, and he had this most gorgeous garden in the back, and he would grow his own zucchini. And he would give me the zucchini because he had such a surplus. I mean, it was just him and his wife. They couldn't possibly eat all that zucchini.
No,
so he would
possibly.
Give me zucchini, tomatoes, all this stuff. And I would make zucchini bread.
Greens, beans, tomatoes, potatoes. It's like
robbing me. And then, he would give me so many delicious, yummy, yummy, fresh vegetables. And it's one of the things I missed the very most about that apartment.
That's very, very nice.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Thank you.
This has been really earnest. This is different.
I told you
I
it was going to be
there
different.
Is a difference. There is a difference.
I'm standing up. I did it, by the way.
This is a review for Whole Foods brand Everyday Value Zucchini Spirals. 1 star from Mariana. You get to make the last name.
Okay, Mariana's Trench.
Mariana's Trench. 1 star. The title is bad.
Okay. To the point.
Soggy and stringy. I don't know what possessed me to try this. Oh, God, darling, I couldn't tell you. It possessed me to try the zucchini noodles from Whole Foods.
It's like, it's so... it's giving, like, mom who's like, no, don't even try it. It's shit. I know I messed it up.
You don't even know. No, stop it.
You're not even going to want to try it.
You don't even want to try the lobster bake. I don't even know what possessed me to make this recipe.
Fucking try it.
Oh, Christine, don't even bother trying the lobster rolls. I don't even know what possessed me to make them. I didn't even marinate them in the butter correctly. It's just... this 4th of July party's a mess.
Oh, but they look delicious. They look absolutely delectable. Please let me have a go.
Oh, Christine, stop it. I know you're just trying to butter me up, no pun intended, and try to make me feel better. But with Richard gone on his work trip again, I don't know. I don't know what moved me to host all these people in the home when it's just two hands doing everything. I don't know what's going on.
Well, let's be honest. Would Richard be all that much help if he was here?
Oh, stop it. You're so... you quick wit. Of course
I
he wouldn't.
I know that I'm not
bull
wrong.
Bull in a china shop.
He is absolutely a beast in the kitchen. One time I told him to make the Jell-O salad for Halloween. Porcelain in it. But at its heart, my darling dear, I think you just wanted to show that you could do it, you know? Without a man
when
here.
When were you... Sorry, I... Gosh, I, and you're right, but... I couldn't tell you the last time that I saw you and Richard in the kitchen together,
no,
Christine.
No,
gosh.
I was asking him to make it for the Halloween party for the kids at the school. It was a PTA thing.
Oh.
It must have been when you were having one of your, you know,
episodes.
Yes. So you were out of the picture for a little while, and I, you know, asked him to pitch in because normally, I mean, you're so wonderful with the children's events. You're always making delicious,
now you're just blowing
creamy,
smoke up my
pies.
Rear. Stop that.
No, I'll blow away. I really do think you're fantastic in the kitchen, darling.
Well, I do think that people are fond of my creamy, delicious pies.
Oh, absolutely. I know I am.
But so you, sorry, just to circle back again. Hi, Catherine. You could just go around the back. Oh, so good to see you. Just to circle back again.
Oh, my. She looks...
When I was
she
having...
She does not look well.
She looks horrid. Horrid.
Is she even trying?
She looks like a rat.
Is she even
climbed
trying?
Climbed out of the disposal. I don't think
you
so.
You know, one time I was in a hotel and a rat crawled out of the toilet. Luckily, I mean, I wasn't sitting on it or anything. I was standing at the sink, but it crawled...
I was going to ask.
Crawled right out.
That's what Catherine looks like.
Oh, now that's just cruel.
I mean, I haven't seen the rat. I've only seen Catherine.
It look a lot like that.
We do have fun, don't we,
you
Christine?
And I,
God.
You and me have the best
you
of time.
We were girls together. Now look at us. We're women.
Well, don't say that. You make me feel ancient.
Oh, stop it. No, but to circle back around again, I can't help but just get out of my
head. Oh, these rolls look delicious. I might have to try one. They look so scrumbly.
Oh, don't. They are homemade. I don't know what possessed me to think I could make my own bread today of all days.
What are you talking about? Bread's the simplest and you always make the deliciousest, moistest,
dude,
buttery.
Can I tell you something? I tried to make a sourdough starter.
Okay.
I tried to feed it. That thing scared the daylights out of me.
What's that
thing scared the shit out of me, Christine, and I hate to curse, pardon my French, but my God, that thing has a soul. It has a life of its own, and I put a little bit of flour and water into it, and it screamed at me.
Well.
It screamed at me.
I wouldn't know
and
anything
I don't
about
like
that.
It.
I wouldn't know a thing about that, you know, me. I get into the kitchen, I got two left hands. Closest thing to sourdough starter I've ever made was when I made that... when I made that dough that turned everyone's stomach sour.
Oh, stop it. It was just a little food poisoning. Never killed anybody.
Well, we didn't... Well, I don't need
but
to...
But again, just really quick before you head back into the party, just to circle back really quickly.
Oh, these rolls are delicious.
Oh.
Bubba booey. Oh.
Christine. Oh, you and your catchphrase.
Boo.
Christine.
Ooey.
Oh, Christine. Oh, ever since we were girls, it's Baba Booey this. You know, after you got your first kiss, Baba Booey. After you, you know, felt the pleasure of a man in you for the first time.
You don't need to tell anybody about that.
Ah, listen, come on. If you and I can't talk about it, who else can?
Well,
Baba Booey. And, gosh, may rest your soul, when your mother died.
Baba Booey.
Baba Booey.
But how are you?
And when John was born?
Oh, that let me tell you, when John was born, that was a BB booba. That was different.
Oh,
that
stop it. Different. No, it was yes. not. Well, anyway, I just want to cut right to the chase.
Mm.
I know that you did help out a lot with
what
the kids
is that
when
smell? I swear
Christine.
There's a smell in
Christine.
Here. Is anyone smelling that?
Christine.
Yeah.
Are you hiding something from me? You keep changing the subject. It's very erratic. It's unlike you, I must say.
Oh, my darling friend, how long have we known each other?
Gosh, well, I don't want to age ourselves in front of all these dear friends of ours.
Right, but let's just say it's a number of years that rhymes with menti. Menti
yes.
years we've known each
menti
other.
Menti years.
And if there's one thing I've been keeping from you, it's my deep love for you and nothing else.
Now, why would you go and keep that from me? I know you love me.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes I feel when you have your episodes that it's better to keep my distance. I don't know. But I want you to know I truly love you more than anything.
Well, when I have
best
my
friend
episodes,
a
what
girl could have.
Well, thank you. And you to me. But when I have my episodes, you know, you see the thrashing. You see the...
That doesn't bother me one bit. It's not the thrashing I mind.
Is it the fur?
The fur is fine.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Then what could it possibly be?
It's the words, my dear. It's the words you say, the things you say. It hurts my feelings when you say them.
Oh, but I don't mean it. You know, every couple weeks, it just something comes upon me.
I know, but...
The moon changes, as do I.
Yes, but the things you say, they hurt my feelings. They hurt dear Richard's feelings. They hurt your children's feelings.
Oh, gosh. But you can't believe a word that comes out of my mouth during that time. I mean, I hardly remember a thing.
Look,
I black
darling,
out.
Darling, trust me. We all know a thing or two about that time of the month, but it's different for you. You can't say, oh, just excuse it, wave the hand away. It's different when you do it, darling.
Oh, but the thing is, when I have my monthlies, it's just...
No,
I really do feel like I become a werewolf of a woman.
I know, and so do I in many ways, but when I get my, you know, when Aunt Floridia comes to visit, things go a little different for me, and I get a little cranky, and I may or may not spit at the children a little more than usual, but...
So you get it.
But there's something you do that's altogether different. You get that look in your eye, and you can just identify the very deepest insecurity in a man or woman, and you tear them apart.
If I've ever said anything that has cut you to the quick,
many things.
I do apologize.
Many things.
Well, Christine, you know, I'm not the only one to blame.
I beg you?
Well, you should be begging me for forgiveness with what you've done, with the stunts you've pulled
what
around this house.
What stunts are you on about, huh, you drunk old bat?
Oh, excuse me, I have had nary a lick of gin today.
Oh, today? What about this
well,
morning?
Well, this hour.
Right, thank you.
I know that you spend a long time with Richard when I'm in my episodes.
And somebody's got to look after him. He can barely cook himself.
He's a grown man. He can look after himself. It's the children who need looking after, not him.
Well, and who's to say that the children, I'm not looking after them as well every time I come round.
Have you slept with him,
and
Christine?
And who's to say we're not looking out for each other? I mean, when you fire at us with your venom, you know, who's to say we don't take comfort in each other?
So it's true. Christine,
I never admitted to
nothing. I thought we were friends.
Of course we're friends, darling. I love you so deeply.
Oh, stop it. Shut up.
That's why I do the things I do.
Shut up.
If
Shut
I didn't
the fuck
love
up.
You, would I fuck your husband?
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
If I didn't love
Shut
you.
Shut the fuck up.
Would I not? Oh, no.
Fur is
but it's not that time of the month.
Shut the
you
fuck up.
You wouldn't do for another week and a half. What is this?
Sometimes stress induces it a couple days early.
Richard, darling, come in here. She's having it.
I'm so fucking sick of buttered rolls and creamy pies.
Now what's the matter in here? Oh,
enough, you
my.
Bastard. You philandering fuck.
Richard, she knows. She knows everything. It's too late for us.
I know everything, you piece of shit.
Oh, why'd you go and tell her that for?
Big claws. I just scratch them across the face.
My face.
Christine, you're gonna get out of here right now.
Oh.
And never come back.
All right. I suppose every good thing's bound to come to an end. We had a good run, though, didn't we? You and I.
until you fucked my husband.
I really don't see myself as the villain here, you know?
She starts getting her...
I'm just saying. If anyone's the villain here, it's probably you.
Christine!
If anyone's husband deserved fucking, it was probably you.
Christine, I don't like that tone of voice!
I'm just saying! After all these years of putting up with your shit, always playing second fiddle, is it any wonder
that I'll kill you, Christine?
You'll go into the one of your episodes, and suddenly there's a man who wants me more than he wants you for the first time in our lives.
Cut to the other end of the garden. These rolls are so salty.
Who knew that lobster could be sour?
We passed the butter?
Oh. We're gonna need more butter, I think, if we're gonna make it through this dinner.
Two werewolves on their periods fighting in the back. Yeah, I think we're gonna need a waiter, more butter, please.
I tell you one thing. This minted julep is a little heavy on the mint, a little light on the julep.
I think what's different about this episode is that we started with a scene with werewolf periods.
Yes, that's right. And we don't normally do that.
We don't normally do that, do
normally
we?
It's a scene that's, it's a scene that's not that normally.
It's normally a scene that's not about...
It's a scene that's different than that for most of them.
Werewolf periods. Do you want to read a review?
I would say like 80, 90% of them haven't had that.
I would say 80. Maybe. Definitely 80.
Yeah. I would feel comfortable 85...
Yeah, that works. Do you want to read a review?
Yeah, if you want me to.
I really do.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. This is from user, no last name. User I hardly know her. Very, very, very oddly rubbery.
Wait. What's the brand?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is for the organic zucchini spirals from Whole Foods Market. One star.
How many stars is it even? One star. Whatever. Jesus, you really jumped the gun.
I was just so excited to share. Very, very, very oddly rubbery. Weirdly, weirdly, weirdly rubbery. I'm not sure how you make zucchini spirals so indestructible. They were both rubbery and oddly not super easy to fall apart. It made me wonder if they were treated with something. Odd. Also, not sure how such a low rating, didn't see when I purchased, totals to such a high overall rating, influenced me in buying this.
The beginning.
So there's a kind of a couple things, yeah.
Yeah, the beginning is really giving kid trying to hit a word count on a paper.
Hamlet is really, really, really sad. He gets so, 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 so sad that he thinks about maybe having to, maybe.
His dad is very, 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 very dead.
The ghost is super, super, super see-through. Barely can see through it at all. It's so see-through.
It's the writer's room for... Sorry, if we want to go into... I have an idea for a scene.
Go.
Okay. It's the writer's room of like a Spark Notes, like Shakespeare accompanying thing. It's like Spark Notes, Romeo and Juliet writer's room.
Okay, so where were we at? Sorry. Ugh, that break for lunch, sometimes it hits me. And I just, you guys ever feel that slump after we come back from lunch?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I mean, my God, sorry, I just fell asleep for a little bit.
I know. Hey, who said Chipotle?
Come on, that was Ethan down in King Lear.
I swear to God, that guy always, every single day he suggests Chipotle. And it's like, come on, man, you can't eat Chipotle. Anyway, it's heavy. You think it's going to be light, but it's heavy.
But it's never light. Because then you have to get the chips with it because you dip the chips in the bowl.
And you don't think of guac as being heavy, but it really is.
But their guac is so good. Their guac hits every single time.
You know what's funny? I go to the grocery store. I try and pick an avocado out rock hard, like a bowling ball.
Yes. Yes.
I think I know why. It's because they're sending all the good ones over to Chipotle.
All of them to Chipotle.
I swear, because I've never had guacamole there that felt chunky or lumpy or hard or anything like that.
I think you're onto something, Neil.
It's really weird. Yeah.
Okay, well, should we do a little
work? Have you tried the new Al Pastor chicken?
All.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They have a new Al Pastor chicken. It's like sweet.
They have Al Pastor chicken?
Yeah, it's like a sweeter kind of like sauce marinade on it.
Oh, see, I don't really like... See, that's where I think you and I are different. Is like, I don't really like sweet, savory
foods. Right. Well, I didn't think I was going to like it, but it almost is like a barbecue. I you know.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
Yeah, I didn't dislike it, but I'll probably go
and
back.
And do you get that as like burrito or tacos?
Bowl.
Yeah,
bowl. Yeah.
Well, no need to be like, what the hell, you know.
No, I'm just like, I don't know. I'm just, sorry. Do you get tacos?
No. You can get tacos there.
Yeah, but do you? Like, I feel like they probably...
I don't, but you can.
5% of what they get is taught, like...
I normally get a bowl.
Yeah, same. So why did you say, do you get burrito or tacos when you normally
because
get a bowl?
Because a lot of the time people eat, like, Al Pastor tacos.
Do I, like, give guy who gets tacos from Chipotle?
I was just asking.
Do you think this is why, though? Like...
Well, I mean, it's not that you... You don't not... give that
seriously.
You give, you know what, you give like and tell, and if this is not true then I'll eat my hat, but
no.
You give, like, you know, when you're asking for guac and they say, you know, guac's extra, you give someone who's like, and I know guac is extra, like, you give that kind of guy who's like kind of does that little like, and I don't tell me guac is extra, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh yeah.
Do you do that or no?
Not every time.
But you do it.
I have done it, but I'm sure as heck not going to do it anymore. God.
You shouldn't. It's just kind of played out.
Okay. Thanks for the tip, I guess.
I'm glad you didn't offend you or anything.
No. Hey, it's a writer's room, right? You know, you can't, there are no bad ideas in a brainstorm, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm sure if you ever told a joke I didn't like, I'd let you know.
Yeah, well, good thing this is just us kind of simplifying Shakespeare for kids. You know, we're not
right. Did you get a chance, by the way, to look at it? My the script I sent over to you.
Oh,
no pressure.
You know what?
I know,
I've
like it's
meaning...
like
no. It's
I just
on
would
my
really
to-do
valuable
list.
Like I would just really value like a female perspective on it.
100%. It's been on my to-do list. I've been really busy with Act 4, Scene 3.
It's a doozy for sure. And I appreciate you taking it on. Yeah.
No. I mean, no, I don't mean Act 4, Scene 3 of your script. I mean Act 4, Scene 3 of Romeo and Juliet.
Okay, sorry.
And by Act 4, Scene 3, I mean Act 2, Scene 3. God, these numbers are just, I'm just, oh my God. It's,
yeah, 2 and 4 pretty similar.
Knock, knock, Chipotle.
What? Who's there?
Sorry.
No, who's there?
No, I wasn't. That was just me being like, knock, knock to the brain. Like, hello, wake up.
No one's ever said knock, knock to the brain to mean that. I'm confused or something.
You don't need to be confused. It was just dumb passing comment.
Okay, so where did you want to pick up? Did you want to take a look at 2-3, or was there somewhere else you wanted to go?
No, I think we can go to, I think we can actually go to them asking the friar for the poison.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Okay.
So what I see, so I actually saw your first pass of it.
Yeah. What did you think?
And I know that I work under you, but I already had a couple notes.
Oh, I don't want you to ever feel like you're under me. I think.
Oh, I am. Your title is better and you're paid more than I am.
Right. Well, I have been doing it longer, but I don't want you to feel like just because of any of that, you know, money bullshit or whatever, that you're like, you and I are different, because everyone's equal.
I never said
in the writer's
room. I don't feel that. I never said that we were different.
Right.
I just meant that I didn't want to overstep.
I wouldn't.
Professionally.
Totally.
Okay. You wrote here, Romeo and Juliet really, 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 really want to get married. And
that feels true, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, they do really want to get married.
Really,
I think we
really,
could lose
really.
A couple reallys.
Okay,
Sure. I'm open to that.
Yeah?
Yeah, they really...
We could just keep one?
Oh. sorry, you said I'd lose a couple. I thought you meant maybe...
Just because I feel like the one really, yeah. really shows, you know.
Yeah, I just worry
it
that...
It carries all that in one word.
I just worry that if we take, you know, we kind of lose kind of the heart of what I was going for there if we take out... How about two? Let's do two. Can we compromise, meet in the middle, two? Because I really do value your input.
The boss.
No, wait. Now, we've been over this. I'm not your boss. I'm just, you know...
You are my boss.
Right, but really, I like to... I'm just an older man... You know, that is in the same room.
And you're my boss.
Right. But I don't like those labels, right? There's like a power thing there that's not...
You do have more power.
Yeah, but I don't really like to be reminded of it. Okay, do you have any other notes or was it just the really thing?
I have a lot of notes that are similar to the really thing,
true.
But with how you responded to this, I feel like it's better. You know,
I'm sorry. Did I give you the impression that I like? Because I wasn't upset with your feedback. Really wasn't.
No, I'm not saying that's not what I was saying.
Oh.
What I'm saying is that okay. I feel like you have. I don't know if this was like a creative choice, but I feel like through not even just this scene. But throughout, actually, a lot of what you have written here, it's a lot of, you know, it's like Tybalt is so dead.
Well, he is. He's not coming back.
No, Tybalt is dead.
Right.
Romeo kills Tybalt.
He kills him hard.
You actually wrote, he kills him hard. He kills him so hard.
Yeah.
And I know you're trying, this is for kids.
Right, I mean, that's the whole thing, right, is we're trying to write it like, in the vernacular, like the way kids talk. You know what I mean?
I think we need to give them more credit. If you just say Romeo kills Tybalt.
You're closer to being that age than I am. We can, you know, there's no secret
that's
there.
That's okay.
You're quite a bit younger than me. So I think.
That's okay.
So, you know, you're telling me the kids aren't saying he killed him hard. Like, that's not.
I don't think, and even if they were, I feel like it's, we don't have to write it in their voice. I think we just need to write it in a way that is not as poetic and as flowery, so maybe they can just understand the story.
Yeah, I hear that, for sure. For sure.
So I think we could lose...
Okay.
There was just an errant skibbity toilet here.
Right, that was for the kids.
Which I think we can get rid of. I know it was, and I think we can get rid of that.
Okay.
Because I don't know what it means, but I know that it's not in any sort of context here.
Okay. And is it just that skibbity toilet, or was it?
I think all of the skibbity. I think if you do Command F, skibbity toilet, okay. And then just delete all of the skibbity toilets.
Okay. Can I ask when the nurse and Juliet scene?
Yeah.
When the nurse comes in, and then I have in the stage directions, she hits the gritty.
Yeah.
And then Juliet says, oh my God, she's wittily doing it. Is that, did you feel that was like,
I felt that, you know, I went back. Well, it's not necessarily that I didn't read. I went back to the text. I went
the
back
source.
To Shakespeare's text. I went back to the source. And I couldn't, I don't know what moment that you were cross-referencing. I don't
right.
know
Well, it's like she comes in and she's sort of, she comes in and she's sort of like, you know, she's like doing this whole like act, you know, where she's like, I'm so tired, my muscles are hurting, and like, oh, if only someone would like, you know, kind of pay attention to me, and like, you know, she's kind of egging Juliet on. And I guess I just felt like, you know, from watching my nephews, the equivalent to that to today was like
be hitting the gritty.
Yeah. But
if you
don't think it's right, we'll take it out. No, I 100%.
Listen, no. It's
I'm
not. It's not about what I
get
think
rid
is
of it.
Right.
Axe
you
it.
Are my boss. No, keep it. Keep it. Keep the gritty.
Fuck the gritty.
Keep the nurse hitting the gritty.
No, you didn't like the nurse hitting the gritty.
No,
we'll cut it.
It's not
stupid.
My call.
I don't know.
You are my boss. You have more power over me.
Oh,
I
wish you wouldn't say that.
I
wish you wouldn't say that. I wish you would not say that. I wish you would not say that.
It's true.
But it makes me uncomfortable when you do that.
Well, I'm sorry, but it's just the truth.
I know, but you don't need to, you know it, I know it, you know. I don't walk around all the time going, gravity, pull stuff downward. You know what I mean? Like, just because something's true doesn't mean it needs, like, constant repeating.
Can I say something? You saying that and you being like, no, it's up to you. That makes me uncomfortable.
Why does that make you uncomfortable?
Because it makes me feel like I'm being overbearing or I'm pulling rank or not even pulling
well,
rank because that wouldn't make sense.
Right.
Exactly. And so you saying that makes me feel like I'm overstepping. That was the word I was looking
I've heard
for.
That, can I speak freely? Like,
see,
just person
this
to person.
Makes me uncomfortable because.
Okay, then I won't speak. I won't speak it.
Oh, come on, Neil. Don't
I'm
do
just
that.
Saying,
you can
like,
talk.
Look, I've been at this game a long time. You're not the first.
Yes.
Bright young woman to come through this office, and I have noticed, and I'm not saying this is what this is, but I have noticed in the past sometimes you guys you young women you struggle to kind of take up your space and really command the authority.
I
and
am
like,
going
to
stop
you
right
there.
You
are really smart.
I'm going to stop you
You're really good
you
at
right
this.
There.
And when I'm
I know,
telling you.
I know. No, I am going to cut you off. I know I'm smart. I went to Brown.
Right.
I have a master's in English. I know that I'm qualified. I don't need you to be telling me what women do.
I wasn't trying to tell you what women do.
You weren't that trying because you were doing
no,
it.
No, that's not what
doing
I was doing. I
that's
was,
exactly
no,
what you were doing. You were saying
no,
you guys, you people take, not out of context. That's what you just said.
So I'm sorry. You disagree that oftentimes young women have trouble asserting their authority in the workplace in a male-dominated workplace. But you think I'm messed up for saying that?
No.
No.
I don't think you're messed up for saying that.
Okay.
I'm saying is like you were mansplaining that to me. No, you
I wasn't
were mansplaining
I was not
attacking.
Okay.
Yes, you were. You were trying to tell me. Did you know that?
I'm
Did
sorry
you know
that,
women that do
I was
this?
Mansplaining.
When that
you.
Is my lived experience.
I'm sorry
I
that,
that
I was mansplaining. My
Thank
intention.
You. So you agree that you were. So you
if you say that
were.
I was, you're the one who gets to decide
no,
that I was.
Don't do that. Don't do
no,
that.
But
you were.
I'm so-
that
yes,
is what you
I was.
Doing.
I'm sorry I was mansplaining. My intention was to give you the space to talk about your experience. It was not to tell you your experience. I was just opening the door.
I disagree.
And that's your...
Because
and you're totally in the power position to do that.
Stop it. Stop it. What was... You weren't trying to give me the space. You weren't saying,
that
hey,
was my intention, but if that's not how
telling
it...
me... You weren't telling me what happened.
No, I was trying to
asking
say...
asking me to share my experience. That wasn't
Well, because
was
I wasn't getting very far with that, to be perfectly honest with you. I was sort of trying to get you to share your experience before that, and you were just not really giving me anything. So I was trying to set the stage in a way that I thought was going to make you more comfortable, and I can tell that I've absolutely done the opposite, and I'm sorry that I feel like I've sort of burned the goodwill that I feel like we've been working with here for the last couple of days. So I just want to say sorry. About that.
Thank you. I don't think that Juliet should tell the nurse that Romeo has W Riz.
Okay. Note taken.
I also don't think that she should say that she's feeling eepy once she takes the potion.
That's totally cool. That is cool. I'm assuming this means that when Friar Lawrence gives his final speech, and and he says, killing yourself is not goated with the sauce.
Gotta go.
What would you put
Gotta
there?
Go. Killing yourself is bad.
Okay.
I mean, that was not honestly. That was pretty bad, but I think it's better and more apt than it's not goated with the sauce.
Okay. I think.
And in the character description, you can just you can take out that Juliet is coquette. You can take that out.
I wish. That one I
What's
might
that?
Not one I might need to fight you on.
That's okay.
No, you're right.
No, you can
No,
you
you're
can
right. You're
keep
right. You're
it.
Right. You're right. What about when the scene where Romeo is fighting with his dad, and he yells, okay, boomer?
I think kids are definitely still saying that.
Right.
So let's for sure keep that.
Okay, and then when Tybalt goes...
That one you've got a pulse on for sure.
When the stage direction says that Tybalt goes beast mode.
Yeah, Yeah.
They're still saying that?
They're still saying that. And then also...
Because I wasn't sure. That felt dated, maybe. But if you're saying it's good...
No. They're okay. For sure still saying that. And then in the party scene, I think you have one of the guests going, I'm feeling so hyper right now. Let's for sure
I really
keep
that. Like that. That.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I felt good about.
And then also definitely keep in, you know, the Queen Mab speech.
Yeah.
Keep in Slay Queen Mab.
Okay. Cool. I mean, I think that's pretty much everything. Juliet's shook when he dies.
Yes.
She's
yes,
shooketh. Should
that.
I say shooketh?
Yes, she's shooketh. Okay. Yeah.
Deceased, maybe. Yeah. Well, no, because she died. That might confuse them.
No, you could say she's shooketh.
Okay, cool.
I will also say that you can throw in a little, like, when Juliet has Romeo come up to her room and they have sex for the first time, you can have either, it doesn't matter who, you could either one of them could say awesome sauce
about the sex.
Yeah,
kids really say that.
That was awesome sauce. Yeah,
like about wow, things have changed a lot since I was a young man, I'll tell you that much.
I think we're ending in a good place today.
Yeah, I think this thing, what we've put together here is it's really woke. It's shaping up to be pretty woke. And if you get a chance, to look at my script I sent you, that's fine. But
I'll do it tonight.
No. I was actually gonna say, I would feel more comfortable if you deleted it.
You've been asking me for weeks to take a look.
I know, but you have made me realize some stuff today that maybe I need to listen more and talk less. So I think I'm going to just say request for feedback.
You can still write a script.
Off the table.
No one's asking you to not write.
I don't think anybody's asking for. So
what's it about?
Oh, she wouldn't.
Don't tell me it's like a coming of age story from the point of view of a young woman in a man's world.
Whoa.
Written by an older man.
No, it's really not. Basically, so the main character, Jessica, she's 17 when the story begins. You know, it follows her till she's about 25.
Okay, all right.
It's very much a male-dominated space that she finds herself in her family
life. I'm going
life
home.
And her... Okay.
Okay.
Oof. Hopefully we get sweet green for lunch tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe.
Don't forget to hit the gritty on the way out.
Ah. Sheesh.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like...
Yeah.
It's like... Oh, don't worry. Like, you can still, like, emergency, like, finding the phone and, like,
yes.
Your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that, even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So, famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks, and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union, what's going on, and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
if If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm gonna take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp. Hey, podcasts, listen. Alf and I want to talk to you about another podcast called, and you'll never guess, Comedy Bang Bang. Okay, if you've never heard of Comedy Bang Bang and you listen to the show, that's insane. It is one of the longest running comedy podcasts out there, and it literally revolutionized the medium. Every episode, host Scott Aukerman interviews a famous guest like Andy Samberg, Sarah Silverman, or John Hamm. But unlike every normal interview show, Scott and the guest are joined by a group of unhinged fictional characters played by the best comedic improvisers around. People like Nick Kroll, guest of the pod Lauren Lapkus, Paul F. Tompkins, and previous review guest Ben Schwartz. Over the years, the podcast has built an expanded universe with tons of recurring jokes and fan favorite characters. But the best part is you can still easily jump in at any time and enjoy a new episode as a first time listener. So check out new episodes of Comedy Bang Bang every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts. Alf, thoughts?
I've been listening to that show for years on and off, honestly, since I was probably in high school, which, wow, time flies. I'm older now than I was before.
Good shit. Take a listen, Comedy Bang Bang. Bye.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do you have time for one more?
Yeah, I think so.
This is also for Whole Foods, Everyday Value Zucchini Spirals.
We're really repping the vuvuzelas.
This is 2 stars from Cat E.
Catty. Catty girl.
2 stars from Catty girl.
Catty girl.
The title is Yuck Yuck.
Also,
Chuck.
I kind of feel like I needed to take a bath after the last scene.
I loved that. I loved you in it. The title is Yuck Yuck Chuck.
Sounds like a kid's book character. 2 stars from
Catty Girl. Gus, after microwaving, must pan fry, as someone said. Tried to make a quick dinner with my vegan bolognese and as pressed for sleep and busy schedule, upon opening bag after microwaving 7 minutes, smelt like a bag of seaweed just picked out of, all caps, pond. We'll see if yard possum will finish it off. What? Instead of their favorite banana and
Pardon?
Watermelon. No time to cook up replacement veggie noodles. Ruined my Subway Express dinner.
What? Too many questions. First one, Subway Express. What is that?
Don't know, in the context of her making a homemade dinner.
Right, because it sounds like that's a restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'll drop that one. Yard possum? That she feeds on a regular basis? Nightly basis?
Well, see if yard possum will finish it off instead of their favorite banana and watermelon.
I will bet you he will. No doubt in my mind he's going to finish that off quite happily.
That yard possum might finish it off. Well, instead of his favorite banana and watermelon.
Jeez, Cousin Lenny. Thanks for letting a yard possum come visit the big city. I'm not really used to this. A lot of cars, a lot of noise, but I appreciate it. I've always wanted to visit.
Oh, yeah, don't sweat it, Buster. I'm so happy you're here. What do we want to do first? We could go eat scraps out of the trash can outside of the Yankee Stadium. Or we could eat scraps out of the trash outside of the Broadway theaters. Yeah, you can. You know what, man? If you want people to think you're a local, you gotta stop saying New York.
What does a local sound like?
They say, I'll fucking kill you. Don't look at me.
I'll fucking kill you. Don't look at me.
You're getting close. You'll
have
it by the end of
the day. Well, I want to do whatever you do on a daily basis. Whatever's like your routine, I want to do that.
Oh, no, you don't want to do what I do.
I want to be like a real city rat.
Well, city possum, more like. Come on, sorry. Don't get ahead of yourself.
Do you mess around with them?
With the rats?
Like, do you guys cut up with them or no?
Well, I mess around with a couple rats, but I don't like cut up with them.
Nice, because we don't get rats where I'm from.
No, the rats here, you should see the cabooses
I've heard
babies.
Stories, Len, but I've never seen it.
Why don't I take you down to the subway? We can check out some rats. See if we can set you up with a nice lady down there.
Heck.
Hey, before we go, can I ask what brought you all the way out here?
Well,
you never want to come visit your cousin Lenny.
You know, I'm getting to a certain age where I was hanging out in the yard one day, and I was having my watermelon and banana for the third time this week, and I was thinking, is this really all there is? Maybe I want to meet a possum girl and settle down one day, but that's not the stage I'm at right now. I just want to sow my wild oats and see the sights.
Well, you couldn't have picked a better place to do
it. New York City is the biggest city in the world.
Oh, that's not true. Let's head down to the subway. I'll introduce you to some ladies I know.
Awesome sauce.
Cut to the subway. Squeak, squeak, squeak.
Holy heck, Cousin Lenny. Check out the frickin' boost on that one.
Yeah, buddy, check out the frick. Hey, you know what? I know her.
Boom.
That's Glinda.
You know
Glinda,
her?
Oh, you crazy God. Ass. Get you over here. Oh, squeak, squeak. What brings you down to the subway, Lenny? Who's your friend? Oh, this here is my cousin Buster. Say hi, Buster.
Hi, Buster. No.
Oh, you're sweet. Well, I'll just be hanging around trying to eat this Dunkin' Donuts used napkin. Maybe I'll catch you boys around later.
Pretty girl like you shouldn't be eating a napkin.
What's that supposed to mean? Napkins with the French vanilla swirl are my favorite food.
I'll buy you a whole stack of them. I'll buy you dinner from the finest...
Buster, you gotta play it cool.
I'll buy you the world. I'll make you my queen.
Oh, we don't get many guys like you down in the subway.
I'm a respectable type. Just looking to meet some cool rat.
Why don't you and I go on a walk?
Okay, Lenny. I'm gonna go on a walk.
Yeah, you do it better. Don't touch the third rail, okay, buddy?
The third rail...
Don't worry about it. It's just a myth.
Okay. I've only been to first and second rail. I don't know about third rail. Oh, jeez, we only just met.
Oh, no, sweetie. I don't do that on the first date.
Good, me either.
Listen, you seem like such a sweet...
Thanks.
You seem like such a sweet possum.
You know, a lot of the... We don't get rats where I'm from, but a lot of the girl animals out there, they don't really like me.
What are you talking about? What's not to like? Squeak, squeak.
Well, they're built different out there. They don't have the same kind of appreciation for the finer stuff like you have, you know? It's a whole lot of, oh, I wish I was, I just want to be in the pond. I'm going to go to the pond later. Ooh, whoa, did you see the pond earlier? You know, it's like that stuff.
I wish I could go to a pond.
I could take you.
I've never seen one before.
Oh, they're so beautiful.
But if you don't like the pond, then maybe I can just ask Lenny to take me.
He doesn't know where it is. Just me.
Okay, well, would it be crazy if we went right now?
Well, it's pretty far out there.
Maybe you should just hop on that subway that's approaching. You just need to go down into the tracks and wait to grab on.
Is that how you do it?
Yeah, it's how everybody does it down here. Squeak, squeak.
You're gonna come with me though, right?
Well, I'll be right behind you.
Okay, cool. But we're gonna get on at the same time, right?
Yeah, of course we are. Why would you say that?
I don't know, because it's just the way you're talking. It's making me a little nervous. But no, I'll jump on.
I don't need to be nervous. Just go stand on that rail right there.
One, two, three. Okay, now what?
Now just wait a couple seconds for the train to get on the track.
Electrocute. It's like the cartoon image of, like, you see inside the body. Toasted.
Absolutely smoked. Fucking killed that guy. And why'd she do it? We'll never know.
We got food for 10 weeks, everybody! Rats, get on out here! Squeak, 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 squeak.
His ghost hovering above.
Yeah, kids, remember, the big city's not all it's cracked up to be. Don't end up like me. Never touch the third rail.
That scene, I had a feeling that scene was just gonna be the fucking, remember when we were beetle, and no, what were we? We were ants?
Yeah,
we were ants. It was the same.
No, scene. This one was so different, man, because that was like a rat and a possum versus ant beetle. Like, they were whole different stuff.
And my voices were definitely not the same at all.
My voices were different, and I didn't.
Mine were not.
Should we do our last segment?
Yeah, I really wish we would. This was a different episode, except for the same voice that I did for that same kind
but
of character. Except it was a possum instead of an ant.
Your aunt, you never had like a horny ant.
No, the Lenny the possum was the same as the ant.
Oh, now that might be true. But the horny rat was
different.
That was a whole different voice.
Different. Well, like this episode,
right.
Let's do our last
Most
segment.
Episodes don't have a 15-minute uncomfortable scene about gender in the workplace.
It shook me all week long.
Why don't you go first this time, eh? I'm Canadian for this episode.
What has been shaking me? What has been shaking me? Oh my God. Okay. So the other day I was in Trader Joe's and I went and I was just needing to get a little snack, a little lunch. And I got a little salad, which is like my salad I have almost every fucking day, which is the slaw salad with the peanut dressing and some chicken.
That's a good one.
Very good. It's a good one. And in the back, and here's the thing. I haven't seen these in a Trader Joe's in years. I remember from my childhood having these, but I could never find them in the store. And it was tucked away in the back of the store.
What are these? What are you talking
about? The thin, savory crackers. The little tiny crackers.
I don't know
And you, I could eat them by the fucking fistful. And
thin
I do.
Savory crackers.
They're just called thin savory crackers. They are so good. Trader I have been housing Joe's. Them like crazy. And what I love about them, and I remember them from childhood, is one of my friends of mine, she and I would eat them.
Oh, I know these little freaks.
They're delicious. Yes! They're so fucking good. Go pick you up a bag of thin savory crackers. And we would pretend like they were the Eucharist.
Of course, because, the body of Christ.
So we would often, the body of Christ. Amen. And then we would just keep doing that to each other. And we thought it was the funniest thing in the world. So it's bringing me back down memory lane. It's so delicious. And I was wondering, I'm like, what makes them savory? What makes them so delicious? Check the ingredients. It's salt, obviously. But it's like a powdered tamari kind of thing.
Oh, that's soy interesting.
Sauce. And it's so fucking
it's
good.
It's that umami.
It's that umami. Umami is my favorite flavor profile. It's the best thing ever.
What time?
So that's what's been shaking me.
When I was when I was still drinking and I was also working as a barkeep, I tried some umami bitters. It was like bitters, but it was like pure distillated umami flavor in it, and it was one of the strangest things I've ever tasted.
That's bizarre
because it was just like, what the hell? But I was like, now it's like it does help because like now I can like I feel like I can identify umami easier because I have that
right
that distinct memory. I bought a mat that has spikes all over it.
What?
I bought a mat that has spikes all over it.
What the fuck are you talking
see?
About? Yes, I bought a mat with spikes on it. Did you know that?
These are super sharp plastic spikes, and I lie down on it, and it makes me better.
Is it like acupuncture?
Supposedly. So I bought this mat because I got an ad for it on Instagram, and it was $70, and I said, fuck that, and I bought a knockoff version for like 10 on the internet, and I lay down on it, and it is absolute agony. It feels like a thousand tiny knives being stabbed into my back. It does not feel like any acupuncture I've ever heard of. But it's super, it's like such intense agony for like 2 minutes. And then it kind of fades into a dull throb.
Jesus.
And then you get off the mat.
And then you get off on
it. And I get off on it. No, then you get off the mat. And my whole back is like super relaxed. And now I'm not a doctor. I'm not even somebody who could have been a doctor.
I'm not even a PhD candidate.
There are a lot of people who could have been a doctor. I could not have been a doctor.
I could not have been a doctor.
But I do enjoy the bliss of the relax. Like, I've never had a crack back so good sound as when I've just done the mat.
Does it crack your back?
It doesn't, but afterwards my muscles are so relaxed.
Oh, that it just that kind I can of like it's just goes like, into phoom, place.
Phoom.
Yeah.
It's just a crack.
That's nice.
It's really good feeling. And I don't know. Like, it's made me really want to like get proper acupuncture.
Acupuncture is great.
You know, but it's like expensive, and this was only $10 on fucking.
Yeah, I mean, there you go.
You know, the internet.
This was different.
It was. I'm not.
I didn't talk about something that was from 2016, and you didn't talk about the weather.
No, I talked about a scary thing.
So this was a really different episode.
I don't want it
it's
to be.
It's amazing what happens when we set intention. Oh, okay.
But I guess it is, right?
Well, they can. If you want to keep the party going, you can find Alfred on Instagram at AlfredInit and the show. On Instagram at review, Reddit r/review, and HeadGum Discord review. And you can also find me and Jeffrey James on our Patreon at patreon.com/RileyandJeff.
Well, if you're not quite ready to go to bed, you can stay up a little bit later with... You can find Riley on Instagram.com. Just the web browser, not the phone app, at Riley and Spa. And on Twitter.com, now known as xxxxxxxx.com for as long as it lasts, at Riley Coyote. And as we say every single week on the show, we're always saying it, we're never not saying it.
Never not saying it.
You know the one. You know
oh
the
my
saying.
God, we all know the one.
Skibbity toilet. Hit the gritty. Skibbity toilet.
Hit the gritty. Skibbity toilet. We'll see you next time.
Beast mode.
Bye.
Beast mode.
That was a HeadGum Original.